Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. How to have a healthy heart, or we could call this, how do I have a healthy heart? Ever since the fall of man, ever since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden and brought sin into the world, we've been experiencing trauma. God didn't design earth that way. God didn't design us that way. But when sin came into the world, it disrupted God's perfect plan. So now, instead of living in the Garden of Eden, we live in a world full of trauma.
That's right.
And it's difficult to maintain a healthy heart. We have lives full of disappointments, betrayals, loss, pain. So how do we bounce back from all of that? How do we heal from all the pain that life throws at us? That's a good question, right? God did not create the pain, but we know that God is a healer of the heart. So it's kind of an inescapable thing. As we go through different levels of trauma in our lives, we have to invite God into that space to bring healing so that we can have healthy hearts, so that we can be productive and live a life that pleases God. And I believe that everybody here, it's either a small thing or a big thing, but we've all gone through some degree of pain in our lives, some degree of trauma. So I want to address that today. Look at somebody, say, a healthy heart. Look at somebody, say, I want to have a healthy heart. David said in Psalm 51:10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. David went through some pretty serious trauma in the course of his life. He experienced betrayal. He was overlooked for promotion. He endured jealousy, rivalry, people that were literally trying to take his life. Now, most of us, nobody's tried to take your life pursuing you like that, but you've lost friends. You've endured jealousy or rivalry or the hurt and pain that comes along with those things. David prayed, create in me a clean heart. Why did David pray that prayer? He prayed that prayer because the heart can pick up baggage.
Sure can.
The heart can pick up baggage along the way. It's easy for the heart to carry the hurts of the past. The heart or the emotions is where we carry the pains of the past. So David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God. God, I need you to clean up my heart, clean up my emotions, because I've picked up some baggage along the way and it's weighing me down. I don't know if you've traveled with a lot of luggage. I've got some luggage up here so you can visualize what it's like to carry a lot of luggage. How many people travel heavy? All right. And how many people travel light? All right. I see some light travel. I see some heavy travelers. I've traveled heavy and I've traveled light. I'll admit it. And there's a difference. I can clearly tell you many times on vacations as a kid, I'm sorry, I put my dad out there, and my mom, we traveled heavy. You know that guy that you normally say no to, I don't need help? We always said yes to that guy. Yes, we will take your help. Help us handle these bags. We will give you some of our money if you help us with our bags. I remember when I first started playing the piano and we were traveling doing some ministry, and I decided I was going to take my keyboard with me. I wasn't going to play the keyboard at that church because I was comfortable with my keyboard. I had my programs, my sounds on it. I wanted to take my keyboard. And I quickly realized once you put that keyboard and that stand inside a Skybox case and you begin to lift it, it gets heavy really quick. Maybe you don't feel it at first, but the longer that you travel, you start to feel that burn as you're walking through the airport. And at 12, 13 years old, I was feeling the burn. You know, as a musician, you don't want to part with your beloved instrument. You're not going to give it to the cargo people, those special people. You're gonna carry those bags yourself, the very special bags, those burdens, all the way through the airport. I can tell you that after carrying that through the airport, that was something that I did not want to repeat very soon. When I take a step back and think about it, that keyboard was part of my life. It was part of what I was called to do. It was related to the work I was going to do when I arrived, but there was probably a better way to travel than to carry a heavy keyboard. Can I tell you that we all carry things? Sometimes we find that we're carrying things that we're not supposed to. And yes, they're related to our lives. Yes, they're related to our relationships. Yes, sometimes they're even related to our calling and our purpose and our work. But God is saying there's another way. You don't have to carry those heavy burdens. Look at somebody, just encourage them today. Maybe they look weighed down. Tell them you don't have to carry those heavy burdens. Scripture says in 1 Peter 5:7, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Give all your worries, give all your cares, give all your bags to God because He cares for you. Imagine for a second that there was a baggage handler that would travel with you everywhere you go, and he would carry your bags for you. You wouldn't have to carry your bags, but there was somebody that would carry your bags wherever you went. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost porter. Somebody that you could trust with everything that you've been carrying in your heart. You could just give your bags to Him and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Everything would be where you need it, when you needed it. Jesus is the one that we can give our bags to, and He will give us back whatever we need when we need it. He wants to relieve us of our heavy burdens. That's what Scripture tells us. We don't have to carry them any longer. Cast all your cares upon Him because He cares for you today. I want us to get that in our hearts today. Cast all your cares upon Jesus because He cares for you. Let Jesus take your bags. Let Jesus take your burdens. On the cross, He died to remove the heavy burdens that we carry as men and women. One of the things that He did on the cross was He died to relieve us of the heavy burdens that we so often carry in this life. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29-30, He said, take My yoke upon you. Let Me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Some people, they get into faith and they get religious. I want to take them back to this scripture. For My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give is light. I've traveled so much with my family, younger and then older. Doing ministry, we traveled from church to church when I was younger, and my dad would speak and I would do music. And I learned the power of traveling light, only taking what is absolutely necessary. Yes, I'm a keyboard player, but I don't necessarily have to carry my keyboard. If there's a keyboard there that's similar enough, right, I can use that keyboard and just bring some papers with my music on them. I don't have to bring the heavy keyboard. I learned to travel light. And it was a revelation. I didn't have to carry all the baggage. Now, even when I go with my family, I ask myself, what is it that is absolutely necessary? Do I need to make this trip successful? And what can I leave more behind? That's an important question, just as important as, what do I need to take that's absolutely necessary? Also, what can I leave behind? I want to travel light. Would you just lift your hand and say, I want to travel light?
I want to travel light.
Because the Spirit is similar to that. Our journey, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Yes, there is some discipline. Yes, there is some things that you're going to have to carry. Yes, you're going to have to take your cross and carry your cross. But he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when you're doing it right, you're going to travel light. When you're doing Christianity right, you're going to travel light. When you're living right, so take my yoke upon you because it's easy and my burden is light. And this is important because carrying excess baggage is costly. It's costly, right? Carrying extra baggage or heavy baggage is costly. How many know when you reach the airport, if you put your bag up there and it weighs more than 50 pounds, it's going to cost you extra money. If you have more than one bag that you're checking in, it's going to cost you extra money. If you have more than one personal item, it's going to cost you extra money. If you have more than one item that you're taking on, it's going to cost you extra money. It's costly to carry extra baggage. That's why Jesus is consistently speaking to us throughout our lives, throughout our spiritual walk. Cast your cares on me because I care for you. Take my yoke upon you because it's easy and my burden is light. I haven't gotten there yet, but I've seen some people travel without even checking a bag. They just have a carry-on. Now, this is next level traveling. I've even seen my mom do this once, and that's a miracle of miracles, because when I was younger, she traveled with no less than 3 bags at all times. But I want to tell you, there's a whole other level of traveling light. Jesus wants our spiritual life, our emotional life, to be like that. Take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's not that you don't have to carry your cross. Yes, you have to carry your cross, but God wants to show you a way that it's going to be light. To try to do Christianity without understanding His yoke, it will weigh you down. And that's exactly what was happening with the Pharisees and what Jesus rebuked the Pharisees for. He said, yes, you're following the law, but you're doing it all wrong because it's become a burden that's heavy. And you're not lifting a finger to make it any easier for anybody else. So Jesus came instead. He said, I want to show you how to comply with what God is asking of you, but to do it in a way that's easy and it's light. How many would like to know a way to travel your life and your spiritual walk and it'd be easier? Yes. And it'd be lighter? That's exactly what Jesus was trying to get that point across to everybody. Take my yoke. And a yoke was what they put on oxen. They put on cattle when they were going to pull something, when they were going to do farming. And it was specially designed for them, a good fitting yoke, a yoke that was designed correctly, was fitted just for that type of animal. Jesus saying, I'm not going to yoke you up with something that doesn't fit you. I'm not going to give you something that doesn't fit. I'm not going to give you something that's so heavy that it weighs you down. Yes, you have to pick up your cross and follow Him, but I'm going to show you a way to do it in my presence, with my assistance, with the help of the Holy Spirit, that enables you to travel light. As you follow Jesus, He wants to teach you how to travel light. Do you believe that today? He wants to teach you how to unload any unnecessary emotional baggage. He wants to teach you how to unload any unnecessary traumatic thing that you're holding in your heart or your mind. It is not more spiritual to carry extra baggage. Some people parade around like they're doing some type of kingdom service by carrying a bunch of bags. Look at all these different dynamics that I have to deal with in life. and they over-spiritualize something, try to make some spiritual merit to carrying a bunch of baggage. It does not make you more spiritual. It does not make you deeper or more intellectual or more sophisticated. It doesn't make you more cool and complex. Wow, that person is so complex. I'd rather be simple and light. I don't know about you. I want to get back to the simplicity of my faith. I want to get to where I'm traveling light. I want to reduce it to the key denominators of what Jesus really wants and needs us to be as His people, and not overcomplicate it. Sometimes we try to make it look like it's super spiritual, but more baggage is just more work. We say, look at me, I'm carrying all these bags. I'm super spiritual. I'm able to carry all these things. Life is difficult enough without carrying extra baggage. That's not spiritually deep. This is what's spiritually deep. Cast all your cares on Jesus because He cares for you. That's spiritually deep. Jesus said, give me your bags because I care about you. Give me what's weighing you down today. Because I care about you. Give me the things that are weighing your heart down. Let me carry those things for you. The beautiful thing about being in the presence of God is you can make an exchange. When I'm in the presence of God, I can give God my baggage, and He's going to give me something in return. How many know when you go to the airport, you give them your bag, and they give you a baggage claim ticket? You make an exchange when you show up at the airport. You give them your bag. They give you a baggage ticket. When we get in the presence of God, it's so much better. We give Him our emotional baggage. We give Him our trauma. We give Him our pain. We give Him our hurt. And He gives us heavenly characteristics in return. Check that out. I'm going to give God my trauma. He's going to give me His peace. I'm going to give Him my pain. He's going to give me His healing. I'm going to make an exchange, and He always knows the right thing to give me. In His presence, I'm giving Him my baggage, and I'm taking what He's given. He knows exactly what to give me at the right time. Think about this for a second. In Isaiah 61:3, He wants to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise in exchange for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness. How do we live righteous lives, guys? By making exchanges with God. I give Him my weakness. He gives me His strength. I give Him my brokenness. He gives me His healing. When we get in the presence of God, He makes an exchange with us. Man, I love His presence because He knows exactly what I'm carrying and need to lay down, and He knows exactly what I need to pick up. Maybe it's peace. Maybe it's joy. Maybe it's kindness. Maybe I've just got a little bit hard around the edges because I've been carrying things and I'm in pain. But the kindness or the gentleness of God, maybe it's self-control. Maybe it's love. He wants to make an exchange with us. He takes our baggage. He gives us healing. He takes our emotional toxicity and He gives us peace and joy. How many people want to be healed today?
Yes, I do.
So often I find myself praying, saying, God, heal this part of my life. Heal this part of my heart. God is not only the healer of the body, He's also the healer of the heart. He's the healer of the mind, and I'm thankful for that. He is the great physician. There is nobody like Him. There is nobody who can take our emotional mess and give us back something beautiful. He gives us beauty for ashes. Will you stand with me today? I'm thankful that He gives us beauty for ashes. Will you just close your eyes for a moment and just say, God, I want You to take me and make me something beautiful. Take my heart. Take the things that I'm carrying that I don't need to carry. And give me Your characteristics. Give me Your fruit. I want to tell you, there is nothing as refreshing as what God has to give us. I just want to open up the altar for a moment today. And if that's you, you say, man, this really resonates with me, and I just need a special touch from Him. I want to give you a moment to come down. I want you just to have a moment with God. You can be on your knees. You can come down. You can lift your hands. God wants to touch you where you are today. God wants us all to have healthy hearts. God wants us all to have healthy hearts. God is saying you don't have to carry what you've been carrying any longer. You can cast your cares on me because I care about you. I'm so thankful we serve a God that cares about us. He cares about us. He doesn't want us walking through life burdened down. He doesn't want us going through life weighed down. He wants to lift those burdens off of us. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.